This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than 58 million Americans take medicines to lower blood pressure, reducing their risk of heart attack and stroke. Experts aren't certain how low blood pressure should go. Anthem, an Indianapolis-based Blue Cross Blue Shield insurer, has made a $47 billion offer for Cigna in an effort to consolidate the healthcare insurance industry. If successful, it would bring 58 million Americans under their banner. Center for Disease Control survey of 370,000 people after introduction of Affordable Care Act found that the percentage of people under 65 who are in families having medical bill problems fell from 19% to 17.8%, a record low. More than 20% of Americans have medical debt on their credit cards. Pakistan reversed this decision and decided that the charity Save the Children could continue working in the country. They had accused them of aiding the CIA in a search for Bin Laden. UNICEF report says 68 million children under 5 will die of preventable causes over the next 15 years. Also says that the Millennium Goals of the UN may have hurt the poorest children by allowing countries to focus on the easiest to reach children to help their national averages. A computer hardware glitch has prevented the State Department from being able to issue visas for 2 weeks. National Health Interview Survey found that the impact of the Affordable Care Act was such that the share of uninsured black Americans fell by nearly one-third to 13.5% from 18.9% in 2013. Apple, after its shaming by Taylor Swift for trying to beat artists out of royalties in their new streaming service, folded within hours of her attack like a cheap suit. Almost 2 million people over 65, or nearly 6% of such Americans, rarely or never leave their homes. Homebound far outnumber the 1.4 million residents of nursing homes. The Electronic Privacy Information Center has objected to the Federal Trade Commission about Uber's efforts to collect and store more information on location data for its riders because it has abused such data in the past. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you by Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.